From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Serbs say they are overwhelmed after Hungary closed a key border crossing. Serbia's foreign minister said his nation is no longer able to handle the influx of migrants. Ivica Dačić declared that his country is not a collection center for refugees. He said it is unacceptable for migrants arriving from Greece and Macedonia to be forced to return to Serbia. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said that under new security measures, his administration will be tough on those who cross the border illegally. U.S. lawmakers, meanwhile, say the United States must help address Syria's humanitarian crisis. Michael Bowman reports.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, says the United States cannot turn a blind eye to the plight of Syrian migrants.
We bear some responsibility for what's happening.
Like many Republicans, Corker says inaction by the Obama administration helped fuel the current crisis. The main culprit, according to Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, is Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Leahy applauded President Barack Obama's plan to admit 10,000 Syrian migrants. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Russian military aid to Syria could serve to make the conflict there worse. Kerry spoke Tuesday with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous rights violations, including murder and torture, in the country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a new report Tuesday that the human rights violations are widespread, systematic, and well-coordinated. This is VOA News.